Parshas Balak. Vayar Balak ben Sipor. Balak sees that Klal Yisrael is coming. He takes he wants Ezra from Bilam, a whole sugya. We'll be mocked him. There's a Chuvas Chasam Sofer in Yeridei, a Shin Nun Vav. He brings an interesting ha'ora in the parsha, the Chasam Sofer. This is in a Chuvah, not in Drushas, but he says, Yesh li lahoyer bedavar echad. Ein lanu b'chol ha'toyer kul l'shum davar shaloi hayinu edei re'iyah. Chutz mi parshas Bilam. Matan Torah, Kriyas Yamsuf, Aseres Makos, all the different inyonim that happened in the Torah, Klal Yisrael, Einenu Ro, Veloizar, Klal Yisrael, Suat, Klal Yisrael. This Maisa that in a Kitsay of the Machane, outside the Machane, came two people, Bilam and Balak. Mi Yagid Lonu, says the Chasam Sofer, Mahoyo Bein Melech Moyov, the Koisim Echod, Shebilam Shmoy, Sheboilav El Artsoy, and that they tried to bring Karbonis and attempted to give Klala, and instead it was Nepach Tebracha. We wouldn't know this Bechlal. But nevertheless, says the Chasam Sofer, it's state in the Torah and it's Yisoy de Hamuna. Someone that's Koifer in Parshas Bilam is Koifer in Kolot Erekula also. It's not different because it's something that we didn't see. And that's why Efshar, the Gemara in Brachas, has a Havamina, Bikshu Loimar Parshas Bilam in Kriyash, Parshas Balak in Kriyashma. There's different Pshat and why, but it's Yisoy de Hamuna to believe that if the Torah says that these two people that we don't know about, that they attempted to cause such damage. Now, the minig is that it's called Parshas Balak. You have to know what the Messiah is for the names of the Parsha that we call it Parshas Balak. You know, we have Parshas Vayera, and we have Parshas Vayera, and there could have been Parshas Vayar. But instead, no, Balak is Zoicha, and it's not so Parshas Balak. Not so many Parshas are given that the minig, Akoponim and Klaishol, to give the name of the Parsha. There's Noyach, which could have been Toldos. You know, there's Toldos Yitzchak, and we don't call it Parshas Yitzchak, it's called Toldos, and Toldos Noyach. Noyach is Zoicha, that a Parsha is Al-Shmoy. Noyach, Yisrei, Koyrach, Balak, and Pinchas. Interesting, those that were Nifchar. But Balak. They say, Rav Meir Mepeshlan says, why was Balak Zoicha, that a Parsha is Nikra Al-Shmoy? Because he was a Goy Hogun. He hated the Yidden, and he said it straight out. It wasn't like, you know, he's not trying to hide anything. Glat, 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 Gang, Skumtem. On the other hand, Oyev Yisrael, after a famous Maisa, his Sefer is called the Oyev Yisrael. He was Takakuli Oyev Yisrael. He said once to the Chassidim, Balak Rosh HaTevis, V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha. So the Chassidim said, Rebbe Taira, it's the Vav, it's not a Beis, the Kuf is not a Chof, it's the Lamed Efshir, you know? He says, if you're going to be medaktik in the Oysi, he says, Oy, bekamas, on the other klein is ach, v'nish tzukum and suv'ahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha. So we have it, Balak tries to team up with Bilam ben Ba'or. Who is Bilam ben Ba'or? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in Chelik, in Daf Kuf Hei, Ba'or is Lavan. That says Bilam is the son of Lavan. Bilam ben Ba'or. Ba'or is Lavan, and he's also Kushan Rishasayim. If you learn Navi, you'll know who was Kushan Rishasayim. He wasn't such a nice guy either. It's all the same person. But that means that Lavan is the son. Bilam is the son of Lavan. That's Mavurim Furshi Gemara. On the other hand, there's a Tanchuma, and also a Targum Yoinison and Parshas Matos, that Bilam is Lavan. Now the question is, does that mean he was a Gilgal of Lavan, or does it literally mean Bilam is Lavan? That means Bilam is Unzer Zayda. Lavan is the Zayda. He's Yankov's Shver. There's other pshatim that Bilam is the grandson of Lavan, and there's other pshatim that it's not even that, but those are the different basic pshatim. Now, Bilam, if he's Lavan, he's first of all, he's the Elta Zayda, but also he is very old. On the other hand, we know that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Darshaning the Pasuk, that it says that's going on Bilam, that Bilam only lived for 33 years. And Rashi already over there, Bavorans, it must be, it's a Machlaikis Tanoim. It has to be a Machlaikis. One man, the Yomer, is saying here, Bilam only lived for 33 years. On the other hand, if Bilam is Lavan, or the son of Lavan, or Akoponim the Gemara in Soita, that Bilam was one of the three that was in the Eitzah, Eoyf, Bilam and Yisroi, so then obviously Bilam is much older. And it's Taka Machlaikis. Now, the Shroshim that Bilam is Lavan, or is the son of Lavan, or has a Shaychis to Lavan, it's interesting. Bilam and is stared from a gale, from a Goder Mizeh, the Goder Mizeh. The Targum Yoinison, who says that Bilam is Lavan, says that Goder Mizeh, the Goder Mizeh, is the Gal-Aid. Lavan makes a Gal-Aid, a deal, a bris with Yaakov, that he's not going to stare. When he comes to stare, Bilam Zu Lavan, or a Taitzah of Lavan, or a son of Lavan, or a Shaychis with Lavan, a Gilgal Nesham of Lavan, he is shter, the Goder Mizeh is the shter. There's a lot of other things also. Bilam goes, Lekras Nechoshim. He says, Kiloi Nachash B'Yakov. Lavan also says, Nechashti Vivorcheni Hashem Biglalecha. Ki loy nachash biyakov, loy nachash biyakov, Rosh Tevis Lovan. Right, we have an enagle of Lovan, a son of Lovan, Lovan Alain, a Rosh Tevis of Lovan. Ki loy nachash, Rosh Tevis Eichadazah. Ki loy nachash biyakov. Bilam, though, is Tsoris. Tsoris is Gematria 696. So is Bilam. I mean, that if you spell out Beis is Beis Yotov. Bimiluoi. Bimiluoi. Without the Miluoi, Bilam is not so much, is not 696. Although Bilam, if you, even without the Miluoi, glat, but the Mem is a Mem Soifi. There's a Machlaikis. Some say that a Mem, an end of Mem, has the value in Gematria of 600. So then Bilam is Gematria Shabbos. That's already a whole different name. And some say that the story here happened on Shabbos. He tried to use the Koyach of Shabbos. Bilam is Gematria Shabbos. That's if you use the Mem as a Mem Soifi of 600. Actually, Balak ben Sipar, Bilam, is also Gematria Shabbos, 702. But that's a Bezundara in you. But Bilam b'miluai, says the Ben Yehoyada, is Tsoris. Now, Balak and Bilam together are both, it's the letters of Amalek. And now, just a little bit of a touch here. Who's Balak? In Zayar state, that Balak was the grandson of Yisroi. The Chida brings a girsa in the Zohar that Balak was the son of Yisroi. Balak was the son of Yisroi. That means, you know, Bilam, we saw, maybe is the shver of Yaakov Avinu, yeah? But Balak is Moshe Rabbeinu's brother-in-law, if he's the son of Yisroi. And it's interesting because we know Yisroi has seven names. Now it comes out that he has an eighth name. His name was Tzipor. But if Balak is the anacle of Yisroi, then it's interesting, just a tidbit, that Yisroi has a daughter, Tzipora, and a son, Tzipor. That's just interesting. Okay. But then we have Bilak and Balak. Bilam and Balak. Vayar Balak ben Tzipor. The Balaturim writes, what did he see? He saw, says the Balaturim, she'omdoloi chama l'moyshe. He saw that Moshe Rabbeinu had a koyach, that the chama was omdol. We know there were three people that the chama stopped. The sun stopped. It's time stopped, l'chayra. Time froze. Moshe, Yeshua, and Nagdiman ben Gurion. The Gemara and Tainus. So the Rebbe, the Sama Rebbe said, what was the Nakuda? Why is Balak so worried about the Omdalei Chama L'Moshe? Because we know that the Gemara says in Brachas that Bilam's Koyach was the Koyach, he knew the Oisai Rega, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Koyach. Yeah, but if Moshe Rabbeinu knows how to control time and freeze time, so then he's going to lose it. He's not going to be able to get to that thing. But Akoponim, that's what he saw, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Omdalei the Chama. The Gemara says in Tainus that really there were three people that was Omdalei the Chama: Moshe, Yeshua, and Nakdiman ben Gurion. The Gemara brings the famous story over there that he borrowed money for the Mayim, for the Oile Regal, and he promised the guy that owned the wells that he's going to return it by a certain day, and there was no, and the wells were not filled. And it already came nighttime, and he owed the money. He owed him a lot of Gzav instead. But he went into the Beis Medrash and he davened, and suddenly there was a torrentious downpour, and the wells filled up. But he went to the guy, and the guy said, "Shkoyach, I chap that this is netto. The Bashefer did this for you, but it's not. It's on my time. It already was night." So he went into the Beis Medrash again, and he made another moifus, and the sun came back, and it came daytime. Frek the Sam Rebbe said, "It's right. It's noch a moifus. Achlis, the money. He still owes the money." So the Sam Rebbe says, "No, but Emes, their guy, their litvak, their guy didn't understand. It wasn't zman Rabbeinu Tam." So he said it was dark outside. The emes is it was still day. It was still far shkia. No, yene goy and nishvarstan. And said he made a moifus that it should get lit up again. But be emes, later the bainy time, everything was good. And that was how he learned up the shakla v'tarya. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that there's a difference between the Talmidim of Avram Avinu and the Talmidim of Bilam Harosha. Ayin toiva ruach nemucha nefesh feila. Talmidim shel Avram Avinu. Ayin ra ruach gavoya nefesh rechava talmidim of Bilam Arosha. It says over here that Bilam went shnei ne'orav itoy by Avram Avinu also. Shnei ne'orav. Ne'orav is Rosh Tevis. Nefesh ayin ruach. They both had a nar. Avram Avinu has his nefesh ayin and ruach. Bilam has his. It's a different darga. I saw down on the Svarim that ayin toiva ruach nemucha nefesh shvela, the anti of the anhag of Bilam, which is midos toivos, Ayin toiv ruach nemucha nefesh shvela is with an extra havai is gematria baruch shem kavod malchusay la'olam vod. It's also the same gematria. This is fascinating. Derech eretz is kadma l'toira. There's one pasuk before matan toira, before har sinai. Anoich Hashem alekecha in chumash, right? Anoich Hashem alekecha is pasuk beis in the perek there. The first pasuk, the hakdama to the aseres adibris is the pasuk vayadaber alikim es kol hadvarim ha'elu leimar. That's also gematria. Ayin toiv ruach nemucha nefesh shvela. Derech eretz, the midos, are even kadam to the Torah. This is fascinating that it's zugetroffen to today's daf. There's a famous vort in the daf Yomi. Tomorrow's. In America, they're a week behind in the daf, right? No? Daf Mem Hey. The Gemara says there's a famous smusser shmus from Rab Chaim Shmulevitz. You know, because he's mocked him. Bilam says, Me'ein Hashem l'siti l'halich imachem. Hashem doesn't want me to go. Now, Bilam doesn't hear. Hashem is telling him, don't go. And he keeps on saying, I'm going to go. And the Yesod Rab Chaim says is, a person hears what he wants to hear. You could talk to the guy, Meretz Sedevant. He's telling him, Mechlalav, Yet Hashem Eyahein. You're talking. The guy doesn't understand. So he says, Amoyer Degazach, Rab Chaim Shmulevitz. Adam Shomea, a person hears what he wants to hear. He brings the Gemara, and he says, that's what happens. HaKadosh Baruch was talking straight. Now he says, no, I'll go, we'll be all right. You know, he says like this. That's not understanding. So he says, it's a Gemara. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Mem Hey brings that Rav Elish was in captivity. He was in Shevi, together with the Bante, the Rav Nachman, the whole story. Anyways, one day he heard an Oirev saying that, let's start again the story. Rav Elish is in captivity, and there's someone else in the captivity with him that knows the language of birds. And this other fellow says, the Oirev is saying, Elish brach. It's time, try to escape. Now is a good time to escape. It's you'll be matzliach to escape. And he says, an Oirev is an oiftame verzok, it's saying the truth. So a yoina came and said, Elish brach, and he says, oh, now it's a simon that I should have run away, and he did. The Gilyan Ashas over there brings an oruch that says, Mikan Rav Elish Yoda Sfas HaOifes. You see from here that Rav Elish knew the language of birds. And Rabbi Kveger asks, in Gilyan Ashas, it's a Pella. He didn't know. The other guy was telling him what the Oirev was saying and what the Yoina was saying. So he says, the emes is like this. Zok Rav Chaim Shmulevitz Pshat HaZay. The Marsha asks over there, he didn't want to trust the Oirev. So how come he trusted the other guy? It was a Goy. Why did he trust the other guy? The Marsha Blab Shver. If you don't trust the Oirev, what are you trusting the Goy? Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, no. Punk Faker. Rabbi Elish did know the language of birds. He didn't need the guy to translate it. He understood the Oirev and he understood the Yoina. But he was worried about this shmooze of Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz after a person hears what he wants to hear. He says, I hear the Oirev saying it, but maybe Stam Amangaret. I need the guy also to tell me what it's saying. I need the Yoina. He wasn't soimich just that it should be. Well, after I mentioned Hert, was a Vilhern. But Becholef and Bilam does say, he says, and he's talking to Balak straight, he says, I can't do anything, not small, not big, unless the Bashefer is maskim. So, Bederech Drash, I wanted to say, what's the Pshat? Achas Ketano Oy Gedoyla. Azay. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Zayin, also when Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel, that Bilam, his koyach, was not klal or bracha, but rather that he knew the rega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koyis. And he's able to chap around that rega of the kas. Fret Toysis in Brachas Daf Zayin. What could you do in one rega? What could you do in a rega already? And for Toysis, V'yesh loymar, kalem. Kalem, one word, destroy them. The oid yesh loymar, inami says Toysis, once you start the klola in that rega of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koyis, it could be mamshech vayter as long as you want. So I'm clarifying the two terutzim of Toysis is achas, ketana, achas, gedoyla. He says, I can't do anything. If Hashem doesn't want, I won't be able to. Not ketana, not the erste teretz of Toysis, kalem, and not the tzveta teretz that I could be mayrif once I start. Oid yesh lefarish. The emes says, I saw once a pshat, what's kalem? Kalem literally means destroy. But kalem is also Rosh HaTevis. The emes, Bilam gave klolos, but they turned into brachas. Look at the brachas. They start off Rosh HaTevis kalem. Ki loy nachash b'yakev is a chof. Loy ishkel v'yachaziv is a lamin. And the famous matoy v'o elecha yakev. That's kalem. It was like in the Erste Teretz of Tosfos Gufa, there's katana, kalem, and there's the lengthy pshat of the Rosh HaTevis of all the words that he's saying. So that's Ketano Gedoyla. There's another pshat from the Gra. The Medrash brings, he says, Vayosam Hashem Dover B'fi Bilam. So there's a Medrash, the Goyin brings that the Medrash has a machloikis, whether it was a resen or a chaka, which if you understand how it works with the animal, in Perek B'me Behema and Shabbos, sometimes there's a kind of a muzzle that pulls the animal's tongue out, sometimes it pushes it in. He says that we know, the Pasuk says, Mo ekoiv loy kaboy keel, u mo ezoim loy zoam Hashem. Bilam wanted to use a shame of a Kaddish Baruch Hu that's Lara. That's not Midas Racham, that's Midas Din, which is either Elikim or Yud, and then just a Hey. That Ka. That's also. I mean, someone, we said this, Maisa, from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Someone asked him, American Bacher, if you're allowed to say in Yiddish yes, because the way you say Yiddish yes, it sounds like the shame of Hashem. So he says, you're allowed to? Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, yo. Yeah. You can get it. Translate afterwards. So anyways, the shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Midas Hadin, is either Ka or Elikim. And that's what he wanted to do. Aber Mo'ekav Lekabe Kel, U'ma'ezim Lezom Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a moifest that Elikim was shortened to Kel. Kel is Midas Rachman. And the Ka, which is Midas Hadin, was lengthened to Yudkei Vavkei. That's the Chaka and the Resen, and that's Dover Kotan and Dover Godel. Another pshat that I want to clear in Achas Katana Oy Gedoyla, it's a fascinating idea. On one hand, the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew, Bilam knew the Rega. Rega is Rosh HaTevis, Reishis Goyim Amalek. Rega. On the other hand, I saw this farm break down, it says about the Yetzirah, Rak Ra Kol Hayoim, Rak Ra Kol Hayoim, is Soif HaTevis Amalek. So again, we have Rega, Reishis Goyim Amalek, and we have Rak Ra Kol Hayoim, Soif HaTevis Amalek. Amalek, on one hand, could be a Dover Katan. A moment. A person's holding him. He's doing good. He's being matzlich this. And there's a moment. He sees something. He does something. I mean, a rega kamemri, you could have a tremendous nefila, and it could be a shrei. It could be a molik. Rachel's going a molik. On the other hand, you think there's only that? When a molik chaps you already, then it could be rak, rak, kol ayoyim. A person has to know when you're fighting the amolik, it's sai, the bilim, the zahara, the nochash, the molik, it's all the same. There's the ketana, there's the rega kamemri that can make you have a tremendous nefila, and avada, mida taifa maruba. And then there's also the kolayim. So we said 4 or 5 pshatim in the Ketana Gedela. But to go back to the Tyson Brachas. Tyson says, what can you do in one rega? What's the Ersta Teretz? Kalein. What's the Tzveita Teretz? Once you start, you're allowed to be Mamshech. The Aruch HaShulchan, the famous Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchas Tefillah, Simen Kuf Yud, he brings, and it's Kibayda from Magen Avram, but he makes an Esek about it. He says that if a person starts davening, Shemen Esrei, when it's still Zman Tefillah, as long as he started davening, when it was Zman Tefillah, even if he's Mamshech the Shemoneh Esrei afterwards, it's not a problem. And he wants to say, it's maybe telling in the two Torahs in here of Tosis, whether once you start, when it's still within the Zman, you're able to be Mamshech it afterwards. Yesh Lechalik, interesting Ha'ara, but oh, come on. Now, he requests him, Balak from Bilam, Lecho no orali. The Megala Amukas brings, the emesis, we mentioned that maybe this story happened on Shabbos. There are Sfarim that say that it happened on Pesach night. It says, Vayova Yalikim El Bilam Laila. Bilam Laila is Gematria Lil Pesach. Lovan also originally comes running after Yaakov. Some sheet, this was Lil Pesach. But on the other hand, the Megala Amukais was Rav Nosson Nota Shapiro, Rav in Krakow, but in the 1500s. We're talking a very long time ago. The Megala Amukais, it says on his kever that he was Zeichet to Gili Elio upon him, Dibra Elio upon him. He was Megala Amukais, yeah. But he says, interesting, that the Shakla V'tayir that's happening, and ultimately Bilam's bracha happened on Yom Kippur. He says it has to do with Elul Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Watch. He says, L'cha na'orali. L'cha. L'cha, the Lamed is the 30 days of Elul. L'chaf is the 20 days from Tishrei to Lashana Rabbah. And the Hay is the Ois of Tshuva. No. No is 51. And Lashana Rabbah is the 51 days. No is 51. 51 days from Rosh Chodesh to Lashana Rabbah. Orah. Ara is Rosh HaTevis, Elul Rosh Hashanah, and Li, once again, Li is the 30 days of Elul and the 10 days of Aseres HaMetshuva. And all this culminated to when Bilam says, Usruas Melech Boy, which is the Shofar, and then again, he tries and tries again, and eventually when it was Nepech, L'Klol L'Bracha happens on Yom Kippur. That's how the Megala Mukas wants to learn in the Sugya. The Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Yud Dalid, says, all the names of the different people that wrote the Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh, and it goes through the whole Seder, but Peichat Varm with what's gave for us now is, it says over there, Moshe Kosav Sifrei the Sefer Bilam. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Chamisha Chomshe Torah, and also Sefer Bilam. The Kashya is Mitvakesh, is Mineu Bei, Bilam is part of the Torah. There's a lot of Torahs in this Kashya. There's a famous Vart from Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin. Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin explains, we'll say b'ktzar, it's a whole hekif of a vart, but he says that there's a yesoidus the gechilik between Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu and Nevuas Shar Navim. It's one of the Yud Gimelik Re'amuna. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuas Aspachlari Hami'ira. Aspachlari Hami'iri is with ultimate clarity, as opposed to Bilam, who Dafka has Aspachlari She'enei Me'ira, and his plan was Bilam, because when a Novi sees something in Aspachlari She'enei Me'ira, he sees it on his terms, in his Havana, his colors, his oifin, and he can change it and control it and maybe mechaven it l'ra. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a moirid gezach. He said, Leikam b'Yisrael k'moyshe oid aval b'umas ha'olam kamu mani u'bilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Bilam the nevuah of Aspaklari ha'me'ira. Hafuch, Bilam was planning to use his non-Aspaklari ha'me'ira dike nevuah and ultimately use it for his terms. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bypassed that and gave him direct the darga of Aspaklari ha'me'ira. Therefore, says Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the whole Torah. Avram of Bereshit is Avram, Yaakov, Yitzchak's nevuah. But they weren't Aspaklari ha'me'ira. Moshe Rabbeinu had to re-establish it and put it down on Aspaklari ha'me'ira level. Except for the Parshas Bilam. Those psukim of Parshas Bilam, I don't mean the whole Parsha, the words that Bilam says, Kilo nachash, lo yishkel, batoivu, the words that Bilam say, was already Aspaklari ha'me'ira. Moshe Rabbeinu only had to be ma'atikit. He only had to, how do you say ma'atik? Copy or cut and paste or yet. He had to be matik. It was different than what he had to redo and shtelavek the nevuah on the darga of Aspaklari ha'me'ira. Rav Shach, and this he has, vice versa, a sense of humor, in Sefer Avi Ezri, Al Harambam, and Hilchas Yesoidi HaTorah, brings Ba'arichas, this whole stick of Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin, and he says it's a gevaldik gevort, the eini eloke matik. I'm only being matik, because he pushed it right word for word in the whole stickel, and he writes, in the middle of Rabbi Shua Leib, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu Rak, Haya matik, he says, eini eloke matik, but he says, I want to becholef and add one knech. Rav Shach is Moisef, after he brings the whole stukah from Rav Yezri, from Yishuleib, he says, maybe we could have a new derher pshat in the Akedah. What's the, everyone stells, what's the nesoyin of the Akedah, pshita, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram to do it. He says, Avram Avinu was aspaklari she'ene me'ira. So yes, he got a nevuah, as bincha, as yichitcha, but becholifin was aspaklari she'ene me'ira. Maybe Avram Avinu could have a nesoyin of maybe changing it, altering it, maybe it doesn't mamash mean Yitzchak, it just means to do azoy, whatever, I don't know, you'll figure out the details, but And no, that was the Amida bin Asayin of Rav Avinu was that he saw it with a clarkite and not tried to change. It's interesting, I saw in the Sefer Oitzer Pelois HaTorah, he brings a lot of ideas on these kind of inyanim. You'll see a dogma. He says, if you go through the Parsha, we said, Moshe Rabbeinu Kosav Sif, Parsha's Bilam, the amount of words that Bilam says in the Torah, go through the Parsha, the amount of words that Bilam talks is 523 words. I don't know what that's gematria, but Avram Avinu also in the Torah speaks 523 words. Actually, it is. It's gematria aleph base. If you spell aleph base, aleph lamed pei base yotaf, push it basic. Aleph base. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, this Talmidim of Avram Avinu and the Talmidim of Bilam Arash. It's the same. They both said the exact same amount of words. Avram and Bilam, 523. That's this week's Parsha. Grad another Chakav Yediyah. Yaakov, Rachel, and Leah, if you go through the Chumash, speak 1820 words. So do the Shvatim. All the words that all the Shvatim speak is also 1,820 words. That's 1,820 Havayis in the Torah, 1,820 words in Haggadah Shel Pesach, but that definitely depends on which Haggadah you're talking about, but that's what he brings over there. Now, Vayiftach Hashem is Pia Osayin. The Mishnah says, in Pirkei Avos, Perakei, Mishnah Vav, Asara Dvarim Nivru'u Be'erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshois Ve'eluhein Pia Oretz Pia Be'er Pia Osayin, which, by the way, was in the series of these past parshias. Pi ha'aretz was in Kairach. Pi ha'be'er was in Chukas. Pi ha'osayn is in Parshas Balak. And actually, Parshas Pinchas also has Pi ha'goyrel, al Pi ha'goyrel. But the Pi ha'goyrel wasn't created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmasha, so it's not on the list of the... But there's also... And some have Pinchas with a Yud, so it's also... But that's the things that were created. And then there's the Keshes, the Mon, the Mata. There's a whole concept of it. These are things that were created, not exactly with the Sheshes and Bereshes, but not exactly on Shabbos. Some in-between concept of Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes. Nechelku in the Mefarsh, and the Bartanur, the Taisis Yontif, the Tversi Yisrael, and the various other Mefarshi Mishnah. What does it mean that the Pi Ha'osayin? It means the Koyach HaDibur of us lick that's going to be in the Osayin? Or no, it literally means this Osayin was that old. There are midrashim like that. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar certainly says like that this Osayin was literally created already Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes. It's interesting because the Medrash says that the Osayin tells Bilam, Anoichi Osayin Chasher Rechavta Me'oidcha Adoyim Hazeh. The Medrash says, Mikan, that the Osayin was older than Bilam. Now, okay, if the Osayin was from Sheshes and Meberashis, it's for sure like that. On the other hand, if Bilam was only 33 years old, so then it's Nishkan Groy Siglik, you have to work out. It's Tully, the Rishash, by the way, there's Rishash on Medrash also. The Rishash over there in the Medrash starts telling, it's Tully in the Tupshatim of how old Bilam was and how old what's it was. One of the brachas that was nepach that Bilam says is Hein Am Levodoid Yishkoin Uva Goyim Loy Yischashov. There's a famous vart from the Beis Halevi. Klal Yisrael always thrives, survives. Its tzura of Klal Yisrael and Golas is levodod yishkoin. If they're yoshev levad, if it's levodod, then yishkoin. Uva goyim, if they try to integrate and assimilate with the goyim, then red zechayin. That's what they think is going to happen. Lo yischashov. Davka, the way the tzura of Klal Yisrael and Golas is bleiben bazunder alein. I saw what's interesting vart. There's a pasuk in Tehillim. Shamreini ki'ishoin bas ayin. Hashem should watch over us like a bas ayin. Bas ayin is the eye. It's very interesting. All the evarim of a person, if you hit them and you give a makkah, it hurts. But if you kiss it, there's a difference between a neshicha and a neshika. But an eye is so sensitive, you can't even kiss somebody's eye. That also tutvei. Shamreini ki'ishan bas ayin. We want to be nishmar like the bas ayin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should shamer us, that we don't need the makkah from the guy, but we don't even need the neshika. We don't need any shaykhs to them. Another very interesting thing, Bilam says, Tomois nafshi, mois yesharim v'tihi achrisi kamoihu. You know, he didn't want to live like the Ovis. Yeshara means the Ovis, HaKadosh and Pashtas. He wanted to die like them, yeah? That's not the kunst. The kunst is to leaven. The person has to be moist enough, it's not just to die, but to live the life of a tzaddik. But HaKoponim, the pasuk here says, I saw an interesting pshat, Tomais nafshi mois yesharim is going on the Ovis. Utihi achrisi kamoihu, moihu is Moshe Rabbeinu. For those learning the sugyas in the Dorim, Dafir Aleph, moihu is a kinoi for Moshe Rabbeinu. So tihi achrisi, Kamoihu. Because otherwise it should be going, if it's going back on the Ovis, it should say, Tomis Nafshi Mois Yesharim Utihi Achrisi Kamoihem. Again, the Ovis. Teretz says, no, it's like the Ovis, and then Kamoihu, like Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Yud Beis, Bikshu L'Gvaya Parshas Balik B'Kriyashma, Mipnei Ma'aloi Kavua Mishim Tairach Tzibur. But Lamaisa, it is brought down, the Pnei Yeshua says, there's Taka in Inyan. There's an Indian to be Mazkir Pashas Balak. Ami Zachor no, the Pasuk says in the Novi, we say it in the Haftarah, Zachor no, Ma Yod's Balak Melech Moyev. Where are we Makayim this din? This is different from Shatam. I heard once that maybe this that we say Matoivu in Davening, there's a Shalab, you're supposed to not. Matoivu is the Indian of being Mazkir Pashas Balak. You know, near the end of the Parsha, Bilam and Balak, they're trying to bring the Karbonis. They try once, they try twice, they try a third time, it's not going. And then Bilam gives the Eitzah of being Machti Klal Yisrael with Znus. So the Chasam Sofer says, an interesting Ha'ara, why didn't he give him this Eitzah right away? First he tries with Karbonis, it's not working out. He switches to be Machti then. Says the Chasam Sofer, fascinating. There's a Machlekes in the Gemara, if chazaka is by two or three times, and it's a machlekes amira, machlekes tanoim, and kedarkin of the precious drachim that you can be masbe that a machlekes amira or tanoim is really a machlekes Yosef and the brothers or the avos. So he says some say it's a machlekes Bilam and Balak. Bilam held that twice is a chazaka, and if you look at the psukim, Bilam attempts to bring the karbonis with Balak twice, and after the second time he stands by, and Balak is the one that insists, no, let's try one more time. Noch nishta chazaka. Let's try one more time. So then Bilam tells him, he says, oh, jetzt verstehe ich. Klal Yisrael was already chatu be'egel. They already chatu be'meraglam. Bilam l'shitasei felt, there's no mahalach of being machti. There's already a chazak on that also. They were machti twice and they may be punished in this, but survived. Aber you balak l'shitascha, I see that you felt that we should try karbonis a third time. And you all that the chazak is not only to a third time. Now, I want to suggest, We can try this once more. Now he suggested the lahachtiyam, the benoy smayev. Until then, he didn't think it was an option because l'shitasoy chazaka was only two. Azoy zok the chasam soifer. So I'm just going to be moisif midilei that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, when it describes the tzura of how the chait of benoy smidyan went, it brings that there would be a zakena selling clothing outside a tent, and then a tzeira would be inside, and then she would say, I'm only going to be asking if you do znos, if you do avoyda zara. The lashon is that the Zakena would be selling it, the Yalda, and the Yalda would sell it for cheaper. She would say, no, come here, I'll sell you for cheaper. The Lashon of the Gemara is, the Yalda Yimeres Leibapachas, Shnayim Oshalish Pa'amim. It happened two or three times. The Gemara is being ram, is again, it's totally other, same Malachazak, other dry Malachazak. It's Mamshech, this Kav. We're holding in Chodesh Tammuz, The Bnei Yisoscha writes, we talked about this last week, that the Pashtas, if you learn the Mahalach, that the Shvatim connected the Shvatim connected the different Chadashim is Yehud, starts with Yehud, the Nisan Eros, even is Yehud, Yisachar Zvulun, Kesidri had the Golem, and then Ruvain, Shimon God, is Tamas of El. So Ruvain is the Chush HaRe'iyah, and then Chodesh Av is the Chush of the Shmiyah. Ruvain says, by Ruvain it says, Ki Ro Hashem Ba'ani. Now a lot of things happen. If you go through the Parshis and Tamas, the past few Parshis, Keseder, it's the Koyach HaRe'iyah that's being shared. Parshish Shlach, Re'isim Es Ha'aretz, Re'isim Ha'yisei Yuzachartem, Koyach Shepikeach, Ma'ro L'shtuzeh, by the Chukas, by the Nochesh, V'hoya Kol Ha'ro, Kol HaNoshech, V'roi Zevichai, V'yar Bolok, V'yigal Hashem Es Eini Bilam, Keseder, the Koyach of the Re'iyah. And we know that the Sforim say also, Eini Yordi Mayim is going on the two Chadoshim, Tamas and Av is the Chodesh of the two Einayim. Person has to be Mesakin Einayim in Tammuz. The Bnei Yisoscha writes that Ayin time is 130. Ayin times 2 is 260. Is Gematria Pinchas Eliyahu, the 10 Avayis. Pinchas is 8 Avayis. Eliyahu is 2 Avayis. Sazaman is 10 Avayis. The Tikkun of the Geula could happen, Tak, if a person is Mesakin Einayim. More specifically, next week is Shavuos Batamas. The Gemara says in Tainus there were five things that happened on Shavuos Batamas. Nishtabru Haluchais is really the Chayta Egel, but Nishtabru Haluchais as a result of the Chayta Egel. Nishtabru Haluchais is the ultimate lost opportunity. Yudzayin Batamas was supposed to be Matan Torah. The Shviras Haluchas happened shtot then. It was really supposed to be Matan Torah. There's a fascinating diak. It says by the Sneh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Rashi brings over there in Parashat Shmos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe by the Sneh, the Yidden are going to be Mekabel the Torah in 3 months from when they leave Eretz Mitzrayim. And everyone asks, Vav Sivan is not 3 months. There's all kind of trutzim to answer it. But I saw Pshano, it's referring to Yitzayin. By the Sneh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is living in the Havamina. He's saying they're ultimately supposed to be Mekabel the Torah on Yitzayin. Tamas. That was so. The Nishtabra Luchas is the ultimate lost opportunity. Another Indian is Batal HaTamid. Tamid is Tamidim Kesidram. Consistency. The Indian of that something is Mamshech. Tamidim Kesidram is a proba that it's going without a hefsek. There's a famous medrash. No one knows really exactly the makar is, but it's brought down in the Hakdoma to the Ein Yankiv. That there's a three-way machloikas tanoim about what is the ultimate pasuk that is koilul kol haTorah kula, and Ben Zoima says Shema Yisrael, Ben Nana says V'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha, and Reb Shimon Ben Pazi says no, Esakeves ha'echa tasa v'boiker, Esakeves ha'sheni tasa bein rabayim, and the Medrash Firzois Royani Divri Shimon Ben Pazi mi Divri kulam, and everyone stells on this Medrash. What's Shema Yisrael is Ben Adam le'mokem v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha, Ben Adam l'chaveri. What's the ultimate zog over here in Esakeves echad? It's consistency. It's the consistency of avoides Hashem, t'midim kesidram. It also maybe is the balance between ben adam l'chaveri and ben adam l'makom. Esakeves ha'echad, echad zu hakadosh baruch hu. And sheni is to see the other person. A person that's consistently in his own avoides Hashem and also was balanced in how he is mishalev, puts together ben adam l'makom and ben adam l'chaveri. And we can probably add that another thing that happened on Yudzayin B'Tamuz that the Gemara brings in Tainus is that there was a Hufka Ha'ir, that the walls were breached. What we have to do is not breach the walls and not bring in things into the walls of the Kaisle Beis Medrash that shouldn't be in the Kaisle Beis Medrash. And, well, if you want to be even more specific about it, another thing that happened on Shavuos Batamas was Hu Amad Selem Beheichol. And the final one is Saraf Apustamas Esatayra, which we spoke about last week, about Sreif Esatayra. So these are Inyonim that we have to be Mechazik on, and we should be Zoicha Beis Rashem to the Geula.